Ag Mechanic Show, visiting with the Elgin FFA ag teacher, Cassie Graham. And what a great day, because in the midst of International Women's Week, three girls and one gentleman win the whole Ag Mechanic Show from the Woodland FFA. And you're one of the Oklahoma women FFA teachers. Not as many of you guys.
I think in the ag shop, yeah, it's pretty small number of us. So
what inspired you to kind of set out to be an ag teacher?
I think my experience in high school, I showed livestock growing up. I took a shop class, and my ag teacher was good at getting me involved and kind of showing me what to do. And I kind of took that and thought, you know, this is a chance to kind of make an impact on other students. And it's been the best career that I could have. So.
And the Ag Mechanic Show, you guys said you didn't win the big one this year, but you won the big one last year.
Yeah, we did. That was one to remember. It was a great time. We're going to shoot for it again, different circumstances, so we'll see what we can do. We're just going to get bigger and better as we go on, I think. So,
well, I know you growing up showing livestock, I kind of did the same, and there wasn't really anything like this when I was showing, so it's pretty cool that not only do you have something in an FFA for livestock kids that want to show, but also kids that want to build.
Yeah, I think the great thing about the Ag Mechanics projects is students can see a finished product. They can see their labor and their work and a result of actually finishing something and take some pride in that. No matter how these students place today, they can walk out saying they finished their product, they did it 100% themselves, and they can be proud of that.
And they also have to learn to work together.
Yeah, working together is very important. So.
Absolutely. Well, what are you guys thinking about doing for next year? Do you have any ideas just yet?
Oh, man, I don't know. We barely had this one finished on time, so I don't know about the next year. But we're going to start earlier, that's for sure.
Well, talk a little bit about how you prepare for one of these things, because it's basically a year-long project that you're kind of working on. You have to have a good idea, you have to have a good team, and then you have to have man hours to just be able to get it done.
Yeah, so a lot of these kids, you know, our kids in the ag programs, they're good kids, and they're involved in a lot of other things, sports and other activities in the school. So when you get your teams together, you got to kind of sit down and talk about, okay, who can put in hours before school, after school, during school, what classes are you in? And we're fortunate at Elgin, you know, we have teachers and stuff that are willing to work with us and make sure we get those kids back and forth where they need to go to work. But you got to have a work ethic. The students have to want to put those extra hours in, because an hour a day, it isn't enough to get it in. So.
No, and I know you must be really proud of just FFA kids in general. I mean, you know, Ron and I see them when we're out talking to kids and when we're covering events like this, but, you know, they're just a step above.
Yeah, it's amazing to see what these kids can do. Pulling out of Elgin with our trailer, it's like the parents are like, we can't believe high school kids built that. You know, it's pretty cool. You know, their administration's excited. And just pulling it down the interstate here, you see people wave and holler, you know, like as you're going down the road. It's pretty exciting to see the kids' reactions. And I'm way proud of them for what they do.
Well, and you're not done. You got a while to go with the Youth Expo.
Yeah, well, this is just the beginning. So,
well, thank you so much, and congratulations. We appreciate you.
Thank you.